Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the attack of the Hogs in Fayetteville, the 11th team in the nation. The Arkansas Razorbacks have a 9-0 lead over the top team, Texas Longhorns. That's in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two out right now for the Hogs with two on base. And man, oh man, just another night in the SEC.
Yeah, fly out, unfortunately. Oh, okay. So it's not quite in the 10-run rule territory just yet, but it's getting really, really close, Steve.
And meanwhile, the NBA action playoff going on right now. It is at half in Detroit, and the Pistons up 61-59 over the Knicks. You'd mentioned that, Charlie. That's been a really fun series to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the Pistons could have won at least two of the games that the Knicks took in this series. Like, the first game where the Knicks go on like a 21-0 run in the fourth quarter of that game to kind of steal it at MSG. And then in game four, where Josh Hart clearly fouled Malik Beasley and they didn't call it. Or was that Tim Hardaway that made that three-point shot at the very end? It was one of the two. And Josh Hart bumped into him and they didn't call the foul. It should have been a shooting foul. And, you know, the Pistons would have had free throws to win that game. It's been a weird series for sure, but it's been back and forth.
We're going to swing things over to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Big Cheesy on the line. What you got for us this evening, Big Cheesy?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How you doing, Steve?
Doing all right, man. What's going on tonight?
You know who I was very impressed with in the draft? I might as well be honest. I would have drafted him if I would have known he was just that type of – he had that type of character. It was Will Campbell.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying his name.
Every time you listen to the guy talk, it just makes you want to run through a brick wall. Like, can you? I brought this up in Cheesy the other day that you can imagine Will Campbell sitting in a room with Mike Vrabel, and they would just both love each other. Like, they're just both football guys. I love Will Campbell.
He represents Louisiana, the best athlete to come from Louisiana to represent Louisiana. I would give it to him hands down.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I didn't know too much about him. I didn't know too much about him until I heard him talk at the draft. And when I heard him talk at the draft, I fell in love with him right then and there. I would have traded for him. I mean, I would have traded for him. If I would have had an inside scoop, I'd have traded for Will Campbell. But yeah. I wanted to know, Steve.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know next year, right? Hypothetically speaking, I had asked Charlie this earlier. But next year, who are the top defensive ends or linebackers that we might be able to draft or that's going to be draft eligible next year? Like, you know, because we're going to be pretty high in the draft. And I'm looking at our depth chart right now. I think Cam Jordan won't be here next year. So I think defensive lineman, defensive end is going to be a strong hole for us next year in the draft. And I would just kind of see what kind of names was out there that's going to be draft eligible this coming up draft.
I look at Clemson right away. I know they got two there in Peter Woods and TJ Parker that are going to be at least high first-round selections come next year. And, yeah, I definitely want to continue building with the trenches. And I unfortunately agree with Big Cheesy, the fact that I hope it's not number nine, but I don't think I think the Saints will be pretty high again next year in the draft.
Yeah, Woods is an interior defensive lineman, defensive tackle for Clemson. And then, as you mentioned, with Parker, he's the edge, another edge rusher. Auburn's Keldrick Falk is one to keep in mind. And then, I mean, this is all kind of projecting because anything can change in this college football season. Guys can fly up and down draft boards. But basically, from what I've seen early on, Big Cheesy, the best ranked defensive player for next year's class is Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State.
Right, even though it's safety.
Yeah, it's a safety position, so, you know, it's similar to linebacker where it kind of falls off a little bit in value. But apparently he's a superstar stud. And we'll see what happens. As I mentioned, a lot will change. But going back real quick to Will Campbell before we hit this break, is there anyone, I mean anyone in this class that you're more confident is going to be like a 10-time Pro Bowler, multi-time All-Pro than Will Campbell?
Right.
From this draft class, I don't think there is.
I got a buddy of mine that is a big Patriots fan, and I've been sending him any clip I've gotten of Will Campbell. He's absolutely gushing. I'm like, enjoy it, man.
He's just fantastic, and I wish him all the best, but I don't even think he needs like my help in that. I think he's just going to be a stud for basically a decade for New England.
We'll prove all those short arm haters wrong.
It was always ridiculous.